This episode of the comment section is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, we've known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail style flavors: pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
When you're in school, did you ever have to get clothes from the lost and found? Because you soiled yourself.
No, but it sounds like you're speaking from experience.
I am, actually. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Several times.
That's upsetting.
You know, sometimes you just can't make it to the restroom in time.
And you're just...
And you shit your pants. If you shit your pants too before, you're not alone either. Because I shit my pants on the daily.
Everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the comment section show starring me, your fave. Happy holidays and whatever else it is that you celebrate. Please acknowledge all of the hard work my team put into decorating the set. Please. Anyways, on to the guests. Today we have the hilarious, the amazing, the iconic, the legendary Keelan Campbell.
Hi. Woo! You forgot Big.
I would never.
Oh, okay.
Big as in yeah. Big.
Bag. Okay, back to
okay, yeah, same. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You feeling?
I'm good, I think.
Okay, first off, I have to say,
yeah,
huge fan. Been a huge same. Fan of you for Ebs.
Same here.
Honestly, I do remember the like first couple videos I ever saw of you, but I'm so curious to know, like, what were you doing prior to TikTok? And for those of you who don't know, this is the iconic Terry Joe as well.
I feel like it's so crazy. Most people like see me off out of this and they're like, wait, you're a man? I'm like, wait, what is happening? It's crazy. Oh,
Your drag is just too good.
Yeah.
It's unblockable.
Me literally just laughing and awake and that's it. But I think I was working at a company called Nero before and like driving in a little robotic car. Literally just
really
aimlessly driving for 8 hours a day at 15 miles per hour. It was crazy.
What's the job?
It was basically like mapping, I think.
Oh, like, okay. Like Google Maps kind of thing?
Sort of, yes. But it was like they were like a robotics company to where they were going to be like doing delivery in the future. Like,
oh, I see.
Self-driving car.
Oh, yeah. I see. Oh, how interesting.
It was like very random that I got that job. I was like, okay. And I just showed up there and was just driving all day, every day.
And that's all. That's what you did for your job.
Yes.
Oh, how interesting. Do you like driving?
Yes, actually.
Really?
I was going to say no because I was working at Amazon before that too, driving.
Oh, so, girl.
But it was actually like not that bad because I was like by myself the entire time.
Well, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
And well, do you have any crazy Amazon stories? I feel like Amazon delivery drivers have like the craziest
Those
stories.
Those times were like a blur for me because I like was just going to work and then like blacking out, coming back home and...
I feel it. Getting your bags and going home.
Literally. Fuck. But no, I did. One time I went to deliver a package to this lady's house. Uh-huh. And she was also walking up to her house with like groceries and stuff. And she opened the door. Her dog came out and started chewing on my ankles. And I was bleeding. And I was like, oh my God, no, it's fine. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. She's like, I'm like, oh my God, it's literally like I'm bleeding.
It's just attacking you?
Yeah. But it was a little tiny dog. She was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was like, oh, girl, sorry, he's not gonna
girl,
help
come get
dog.
Your package.
Get off my yeah.
I have other things to drop off.
Exactly. And I'm like limping to the next stop.
Damn.
But it was fine.
How old are you?
28.
Oh my gosh, so am I.
Oh, really?
Look at us.
I thought you were younger.
Same.
Everyone's usually younger than me.
Same.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The way that this industry
yeah.
is like, oh my God, you're like 30.
Yeah, literally.
First of all, like, relax.
You're about to retire.
Yeah. Like, are you scared?
Yeah.
What comes in the afterlife? The way I'm like, first of all, relax. Mm. Lower your voice.
Yeah.
Second of all, 28 is not old.
It's not.
To Gen Zers, though, I'm decrepit.
Yeah.
I am so
Every time
old.
People figure out my age, they're like, wait, what? And I feel like I crazy. That's what, like, when I go live, I always tell people that, like, obviously Terry Joe's, like, younger than me. So I'm like, I'm 21. They're like, no, you're not.
I would have believed, like, 23, 24.
Yeah. I have no clue what I look like anymore.
You look great.
Everyone says, like, it varies. Everyone's like, you look old as hell. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then some people are like, you look 17. I'm like, okay. So I don't know which one to believe.
That's honestly kind of the same thing with me, too. I feel like Well, I once posted a promo from the show with Katya, and we were laughing about something. And I had said in the clip, like, people think I'm a lot younger than I actually am. Like, they think I'm like, I've gotten 19, 20. Yeah. Mm. And I'm like, oh, no, girl, I'm an old man. The way that all the comments were like, you definitely don't look 19.
Yeah.
Relax.
I just like couldn't wait to jump on. Like, you look decrepit.
You know, I was guessing at least 31.
At least I'm 42. Like,
what's with the at least? Yeah. Just say 31.
They just
31.
Couldn't wait to make you feel better. Because people in the comments are actually crazy.
They are. They're so
I don't read
crazy.
Comments ever, actually.
Really?
Well, actually I do. Because I think they're funny. But like, in the way that they're like being stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Funny. That's my whole life, girl. Yeah. Girl, like, I don't know. What? Like, I always attributed to them potentially being unemployed. Yeah, but I don't know.
Unemployed, loser.
fucking loser.
But this.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Any of those things.
Which is so weird.
Yeah. Okay, so you're at you're doing the robot driver job. And then what makes you get on TikTok?
Yeah.
Were you already kind of watching stuff or?
I've always been a consumer of social media, but I've never been like a posting or going live kind of person. I have no clue what like made me say I'm gonna go live tonight.
Yeah,
I think it was just boredom because it was like 2020 at the time.
Yeah,
and I was just like, well, what else can I do with my time right now? And I just jumped on live and it just went crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
How did the character come about? How was Terry Jo born?
She materialized out of thin air. No, I literally
she took over you. Her spirit.
No, my mom actually told me that she has this cousin, distant cousin, named Terry Jo once, and I was like dying laughing at the name because it's a funny name to me. I'm like, who's mom or a woman named Terry Jo? Anyways,
it just seems so like old.
It's a very
like
weird
a dated name. Yeah.
And then I just went live in like an old grandma costume. And then like when people were asking what my name was, that's the first name that came to my brain. And then it just like kind of snowballed from there. I was just making random stuff up on the spot.
Yeah.
And she just came to be on live. I didn't like ever think about it.
And
after live.
She is an enigma.
Yeah.
She's a force.
She's a what? I'm just kidding. I was going to say the craziest joke right now.
Don't do me like that,
you're
girl.
Right. You're right. You're right. I won't.
She is a force to be reckoned with. Mm. When did you notice that it was kind of like turning into something like huge?
I don't know. When I would always see, like, obviously when you first start going live, you don't have that many viewers.
Yeah.
But each time I go live, I would see it go higher and higher and higher. Then people are like commenting, they're like, when are you going back live? When are you going back live? I'm like, what? Like, why do you even care?
Yeah.
And then when I went live, I think Doja Cat was the first celebrity I went live with.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's
and then after that, it was like,
you've gone live with so many famous
I know.
People.
It's actually so weird. So I'm like, how did that even happen?
I know.
Especially those. Well, I know she probably was just scrolling through TikTok and then like.
This but this job is a joke sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, why do you want to talk to me so much?
Yeah.
Why do you want to talk to me? I'm not that impressive.
Exactly.
I'm not that important.
But it's like, whatever. It's a fun time. Everyone just talking.
And having fun.
Jokes. Yeah.
Well, when you first started doing the lives, I remember the first videos I saw of you were people clipping your lives.
Yeah.
And like posting the funniest moments. Did you see that kind of exploding it a little bit more? Because were you posting TikToks too?
I was. When I first started going live, I started like taking clips myself and posting them.
Yeah.
And then when I saw other people do it, I was like mad. I was like, why are you doing that? Because it was like
they're ripping your shit.
Yeah. Like I was posting the same exact thing that they were posting. I was like, why are you reposting it?
Yeah.
But then at the end I was like, well, they're actually helping me like get
promote.
Everywhere. Yeah. So I was like, whatever.
Because you spread fast.
It was
girl.
So weird.
It was crazy.
I was like, what is even happening? Yeah.
Did you ever have any like dreams or aspirations of either working in entertainment, media, actor?
When I was younger, like a little kid, but like I feel like all little kids, I'm like, I want to be on Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then like, I'm also like very shy, which is also weird that I would even try to do something like that.
Yeah.
Then it just kind of, I always had in my brain that I would be like doing something like this and people would always tell me to.
Yeah.
And it just like kind of happened.
You know what's so funny about you saying that you're naturally shy, which I think most people will be shocked to hear that you are very reserved and you are very
be scared.
Scared. I've seen I think it was Kristen Wiig. You know Kristen Wiig. I saw an article about her once, and they said that she's one of the shyest people ever.
Yeah.
But she shines in a character.
Yeah.
Like, that's what makes her such a great actress, is because she is, like, not herself.
She's the blonde one now.
Yes. Okay, she's in Bridesmaids. She's the main girl in Bridesmaids.
Okay. I do know who Kristen Wiig is. Yeah.
She's on SNL for a very long time. She's like a really famous and popular comedy actor. But maybe that's why Terry Joe's your girl.
Yeah.
Because you feel...
Because when I slapped that wig on, it's another story.
It's another girl entirely.
Yeah. It was so weird, but I'm just like, whatever.
What's been the most, like, kind of... This is fucking crazy moment. Like, since getting the platform where you're like, this is crazy.
I think it's whenever I went and did the, like, paper magazine shoot, because that was, like, way in the beginning of what I was doing. I was like, why do they want me on this magazine? They literally flew me out to, like, New York, and I'm, like, doing this big, like, photo shoot. I'm like, what?
Yeah, for paper magazine, that's big. Yeah.
It was so weird. I was like, what is going on? But I kind of also don't really think about stuff like that. I kind of just do it. Like,
I feel like if you think too hard about it, it may freak you out a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you just got to keep going.
Yeah.
You just got to keep working.
Yeah, because it's like, if you delve too far, you're literally going to be like spinning.
I know. It's going to be hard to, like, catch your breath kind of thing.
It's like the way your life changes so quickly.
Oh my God, I know.
Yeah.
I've told people, and we're the same age, but I've told people, like, before the platform, I was... so fucking normal. Yeah. Like, I didn't do anything remotely related to this. I worked a regular job. I lived in a house, a normal house. I lived paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
Like everybody else.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
boom,
you just post TikToks. Is 2020 when you actually started doing Terry Joe, or were you just kind of posting?
Like, I think 2020. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like late 2020, early 2021.
Do you have any other characters that you like? I know you have one other one, but I forget her name.
Georgia, I'm sure you.
Georgia,
but
like,
I did, when I first started going live, I did like maybe three other characters.
Yeah.
Just boredom, like testing out stuff. But then like, they're harder to like maintain like being funny and like thinking of stuff on the spot than Terry.
Girl, too many voices in here.
Literally.
I need a limited one.
Literally. I had like a British character too, and like I couldn't keep up the accent while thinking of something funny. It was just too much.
Too much multitasking. Yeah. I feel that.
So I just stick with Terry Joe. Sometimes I do the other one, Georgia.
Yeah.
That one's just easy. Just like a Valley girl who says very vulgar things. So I was like, whatever.
That's the one she has like the pink bedroom.
Yeah. I'm just like, sex.
When you first started gaining popularity as Terry Joe, did you get a lot of hate, or did you get mostly love? Yeah. And then the hate just kind of like helped the character.
I've never gotten hate ever, actually.
Really?
It's so weird. Yeah.
What's that like? I don't know. Must be nice.
I don't know the opposite side. So I actually did get hate once, but that was more recently because of like some stuff that happened like off live with my like friend group on live,
and
the people in the comments like made something, like it was weird.
Yeah.
But other than that, I've never really gotten hate. People like, they just think I'm funny and a joke, so I'm like, whatever. Like, they just see me as a joke. And I like that, actually, because I'm like, I am a joke. Life is a joke.
This whole job is a joke, honestly.
Yeah,
I've said that before to people. I'm like, sometimes I think, especially to white people, I'm just like a dancing, like I'm in a circus. You know, I'm a circus act.
Dance.
Yeah, they watch me do shit and they're like, she's hilarious.
Yeah,
do that thing again.
Hate when people tell me to do something. Like, I do something funny and they're like, please do it again. I'm like, no. I intentionally don't do it again because they don't ask me to do it. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to. No. Yeah.
Because why are you? Like, it's basically like, perform, monkey. I'm like, no, I don't want to do it.
I know. When I first blew up on TikTok, and I think the very first event I ever went to was like a random TikTok event. And I went to it with my friend. And we were there, and I had a couple women come up to me, several women.
Yeah.
All of them white, all of them older. And that's just context for the story. But they all treat me the same. They would come up and they'd be like, oh my God, she's hilarious. She is so funny. Wait, hold on. She's so funny. Do the thing. Do the thing.
And I'd be like, so my friend can see.
I'd be like, do a thing. And they're like, the laugh.
Yeah.
do it, do it. Mm,
like two backflips.
Yeah, and you like can't do it on the spot.
It's just awkward. It's not funny. It's not funny to do it like
it when literally
you're being asked to do it.
Yeah, it made me feel like a performer. Mm. And I was like juggling like
and I don't think that's how anybody works. Even like if you are a performer, like unless you're working, they're not paying you to do a lot. So I'm like, girl, don't ask me to do anything.
Ever. Please don't. Mm. Please don't. Thank you.
I will. Just hang out with me for a second.
I know, that's my whole thing too. What's something people ask you to do with Terry Joe?
Oh God. There I was like, can you roast me?
Like, oh, I get that all the time.
Yeah. I actually hate being asked that question.
Me too.
Because then I will and then you're gonna cry.
They all think they can.
Yeah.
They all think they can.
I actually hate whenever people also when people come up to me like immediately like with roast. They're like, look at you. You look, I'm like,
really?
Yeah, they're trying to like give like the banter that we do, like I do on live, but it's like,
but you're random. Not, I'm like, you're not Terry and you're in a like, Seder Brothers
at like Chili's and they're like, look at your shoes, what are you wearing? I'm like, oh my God.
You're like, crazy. Now your turn.
Yeah. And I'm just looking at them like this, just smiling. It's, I don't know, it's weird.
I remember one time I had a girl come up to me at a meet and greet and she was like, oh my God, girl, I need you to do something for me. And then she was already recording me. And I don't know if she was recording like a FaceTime or if she was recording me though. And she's like, I'm going to let my ex-boyfriend answer and you should roast him.
Yeah.
Oh girl, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Oh.
How much are you paying me?
Girl, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm off the clock.
What the heck? It's so weird. Like, people like expect you to do it. And then when you say no, they get mad. She's so rude. Like,
that is very true.
I don't want to do it.
I even told her, I was like, oh babe, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Love you though. Mm. I'll take a picture with you if you want. And she's like, you don't want to do it. And I was like, well, I can't do that. Like literally I can't. Like in the sense of in order to protect myself.
Yeah.
I can't just willy-nilly make fun of some fucking dude. I don't know him and I don't know you. So I've made it a whole point to be like, please don't ask me to do that in public. I'm never going to.
Yeah.
And it's in your best interest that you don't ask me that. It's in everyone's best interest. Because
then I roast you, your family, what you're wearing right now. I'm just kidding. No. It's just a weird request to ask someone.
Yeah, on the spot.
Yeah.
That's crazy that they just come up and start hurling insults at
literally,
you.
Literally. And I'm just like, you're so funny.
You're like,
and they want it back, but I'm like, I'm not going to give it to you. So I just laugh at them. I'm like, you want to take a picture? Or what?
Do you get a lot of fans coming up to you?
Yes.
That's cool.
I love it.
It's cool. It's definitely cool in the sense that you're known for a very specific character, but they love you so much. They obviously know what you look like out of character.
Which is actually, I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah.
I expected people to be like walk straight past me and didn't know. Like,
girl, you thought you were going to be Hannah Montana? Yeah.
I literally did.
Blend seamlessly?
I literally did. People were like, oh my God, Terry. Or they'd be like, you're that girl from TikTok or that guy from TikTok. I'm like, yeah. I sometimes pretend like I can't hear them actually when I just walk straight past them.
I've done that.
They're screaming. They're like, no, you heard me. I'm like, no, I don't want
to. I've done that mostly just because it just feels kind of icky to me for me to be like, yes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like what they call
me?
That's me. Oh, that is me.
Yeah.
That it just feels kind of icky to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, unless you tap me on the shoulder.
Yeah.
I'll pretend I didn't hear.
And it's always in the most awkward places, like Walmart. Like I'm just in Walmart, like shopping. And you're like, oh my God. And they come up to you with a camera, like trying to film. Some people actually like film videos instead of like a picture.
Really?
Yeah.
Like when they hold it up like for a selfie?
No, like an actual video.
For what?
I don't know. They expect me to like do a backflip or something. And I'm like, hey. And that's the video.
Hey.
And they just cut because I'm like not giving them anything.
That's not really. They're like, you're a lot funnier on TikTok.
Yeah, literally. I always have like that fear. Not fear, I don't really care. But like, I feel like people are going to be like, you're not the same as you are. People have said that, actually. When I did, I don't forget whose podcast I did, but I saw a comment. They were like, I just hate how he acts so shy in person. But like, he's not the same as he is on live. Duh. Like, that's not me.
Yeah.
It's people are multifaceted. Character. People can be one way and another way at the same time.
That's tea, honestly.
It's so weird. Like, they expect me to be like, at all times. I'm like,
I honestly totally get that too. I get the same kind of comment like when they meet me in real life. Because sometimes they'll ask me like, are you just like this all the time? Are you just crazy all the time? Are you just like making fun of men all the time?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, because I don't hang out with people I hate. So
true. So what reason would you have to be?
Yeah, I'm not firing on all cylinders all the time because I'm not hanging out with people that I fucking hate. So
imagine if someone was like that 24/7.
You'd hate them.
They would be insufferable.
They would. They'd be unbearable to be around.
People don't see that though.
And I'm like, I'm unbearable to be around for many other reasons.
Than what I do on the internet.
That's not one of them.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. People who like consume content are...
Yeah, and I think it's kind of like that like parasocial relationship, like the understanding that they have of you.
Yeah.
Is they're like, oh, they're like that all the time.
Yeah.
But like, no. And especially not you, because yours is literally a character.
Yeah.
Mine is just like, that's like you said, it's one side of my personality.
That's what people feel like people don't understand as well. Like, even with like people who like just post like about their lives on the internet, the people see that and they're like, I know everything about you. No, you don't. You know the tiniest little snippet that I show you on the internet. I mean,
you'd be surprised. Yeah. You'd really be surprised.
It's actually crazy.
Yeah, especially how different a lot of people are in real life from their platforms.
Yeah.
Even if they're not like famous for a character like you too. Some people are completely different. Like they're like not nearly as like kooky bubbly and crazy. Yeah. Mm. And some of them are really shy and some of them are quiet and some of them are the complete opposite. Like they're really like calm and loving and sisterly online and then they're fucking nuts in real life.
And they're a bitch. That's me. Actually, people always...
And me.
Hopefully. People, I've seen comments and be like, he's such a bitch, like in person. Like I called his name and he just walked straight past me.
Really?
Which I've never done. No, I'm sure I've done it, but like on accident, but like
not on purpose. Yeah,
I would never do that on purpose.
And honestly, Keelan is shy.
Yeah, so
he's shy.
Shy
girl. He's a shy girl.
I have anxiety and stuff.
Don't know.
I know. I saw a comment that said that too. That I'm be reading. I was saying I don't read comments. Telling you a whole bunch of comments. No, I saw a comment that was saying like I hate how he's like he blames his anxiety on like not wanting to talk to his fans in public, but like that's not true. I literally talk to literally anybody who comes up to me. I talk to them.
Yeah,
but like I'm not gonna be the funniest person you meet when you meet me.
And honestly, that's probably most of what the interaction is. Mm-hmm. Is they expect you to be someone very specific to a point sometimes where they almost feel entitled to it.
Yeah,
and then when you're just like normal and nice, they're kind of like, oh,
he's dry. He's being mean to me right now. I'm not. I'm just saying hi.
Also, like, I feel like you're doing your absolute best to not be mean to them when they ask you to be. Like, some of them ask you to be mean to them.
Maybe I should start doing that, actually.
Just give into that one and then it'll balance itself
and
out.
Like, oh my God, wait.
They'll be like, wait, he's so funny. Wait, he's so funny.
He ate that.
I also don't get the, like, whole, like, oh, you're funny as Terry, but you're not funny as you because you're the same person.
True. So
the jokes are coming from the same brain.
Expect me to be like saying homophobic and racist things all the time. Like, it's just weird.
Oh my God, what if? What if that's why?
Yeah.
They were like, I thought you were a fucking bigot like me.
Sometimes I actually think that I get scared. I'm like, who are actually my followers? And like what like what do they watch me for?
That's tea.
Yeah.
That is tea.
Do they get the satire of it or do they agree?
Oh my God. That would blow my fucking mind. Yeah. That would blow my mind.
Normally, I'm sure it's the people who are like getting the humor and the satire behind it.
But yeah. I'm sure that's the majority of it. But the fear of it being the wrong crowd, you're like, oh, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I start a revolution, a Republican revolution.
You rehabilitate all of them.
Yeah. Like, infiltrate them from the inside.
You're our Trojan horse. We're sneaking you in there.
I explode and everyone comes out of me.
We're infiltrating them with Terry Joe.
I don't think I could ever spend. Actually, never mind. I'm just going to say something crazy.
Inside a horse? Is that what you're going to say?
No, I was going to say I could actually never spend time with like Republican people, like a big group of them. But actually, that'd be funny. I actually just went and like pretended to be like, in Terry Joe, like, actually like in a crowd of Republicans.
That would be so funny.
Yes.
You should go like on the street, like with like the Daily Show and like go to those Trump rallies.
Yeah.
As Terry.
True.
That would be funny. TM, if you guys pick it up, Comedy Central, TM. I want a producer credit. Thank you.
That's all I need. You.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Imagining you going there and like, just being so incredibly bigoted with them. And they're like, one of us.
Yeah.
One of us.
They lift the wheelchair.
I was going to say, they probably carry you off their shoulders.
That, oh my God, I actually saw somebody get lifted in a wheelchair once at a concert. It was crazy.
Oh, I've seen that too.
Yeah.
I think I saw it at Coachella once. I'm like, period. You guys are strong.
Coke too, but.
Period.
Huh?
I said, period. You guys are strong.
Yeah.
I can't lift shit. Wheelchair. I have zero upper body strength. Same. I have none.
I can't even lift myself.
Same.
I can't do a push up.
Not same.
It's crazy. Well, I won't still push up. Because that's could manual I? Labor.
Maybe.
And I would never do manual labor.
Oh my God. I can't do a push up. I can't do a pull up.
Yeah. Me
sometimes my dad, like, he gets on some old man shit and he's like, you got to learn how to do pull up at least. I'm like, what?
What reason would I have to do that? When am I going to need that?
Neanderthal?
Yeah.
Pull myself away from that? Dinosaurs? What are you talking about? And he was like, what if, like, you're hanging off a cliff or something and you only hanging by your hands, you need to pull yourself up. I'm like, well, if adrenaline isn't catching me, then God is. I'm dying.
And why would you be hanging off a cliff?
Girl, I don't know. That's why I said, first of all,
Don't
put me there in the first place.
Exactly.
So I'm like, I'm dying easily.
I would be like this. I'm gone.
Let go and let God.
Because at that point, that's all you can do. I would actually not be able to lift myself up.
Me either.
Yeah.
At that, if I'm hanging off a cliff, I think I've given up a little bit. I think I've come to the point of acceptance to some extent.
That's what you were doing then. You were jumping. But you regretted it a little bit and held on.
And I was like, nah, I was right the first time.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. We're all guilty of spacing out from time to time, and Rockstar totally gets that, which is why they've released the all-new Rockstar Focus, made with lion's mane and 200 milligrams of caffeine for an energy and mental boost. Plus, it's available in three delicious zero-sugar flavors, my favorite being the white peach, babe. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place we're always daydreaming about. Whether it's the snow-capped mountains, white sand beaches, a best friend's wedding, or even a hometown visit, we all have one. My happy place, personally, is my second home, which is in Hawaii. And everybody knows, because that's where I've been living, and I live there and in California, and I love Hawaii, and I love traveling there. So wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price, so you never have to miss a trip. And did you know that when you bundle and save with Priceline, you can save up to $625 when you book your flights and hotels together? We all know the feeling. 100 open tabs across 50 different sites trying to find the best deal. Just use Priceline and simply book your entire trip in one place. They truly have deals you cannot find anywhere else. And everybody loves a good deal, girl. So make sure you get that value off of Priceline. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline.
I have a random question for you. Do you think that you would ever survive in a zombie apocalypse?
No.
Me either.
I have like a very simple reason why, but it's very like dark.
And what is it?
I would kill myself.
Me too.
Immediately.
Me too. I've said that on the show.
Yeah.
I'm like,
because I'm like, I don't understand why people want to survive that.
Me either. You want to live after?
Yeah.
Dude.
And there is no after.
Girl, as soon as my phone dies, I'm dying.
Yeah.
What's the point?
There's no internet service. There's no McDonald's. What am I supposed to do?
What is the point?
Literally, what is the point of living at that point? What is the quality of life after that? There is none.
If I can't find my phone charger, what's the fucking point?
Zombie. Imagine being eaten alive by zombies. Like,
girl,
they're tearing at your flesh, limb from limb.
I don't even like fish, so I can't even imagine.
Fish?
I hate fish. Like,
why not?
Like, the creature's alive. I'll eat fish, but like, when they're swimming.
Mm.
Like, I'm scared of a lot of animals, so I can only imagine a human that's like literally flesh-eating zombie.
Biting you and ripping. They don't even have sharp teeth. They have like dull teeth, so they're gonna be gnawing
for a while
your body,
while
you're alive.
Girl.
That's crazy. I can never.
I could never either. I feel so validated in the fact that you're also gonna kill yourself, because that's what I would easily
imagine. I mean, my friends were actually talking about this the other day. I was like,
really?
Imagine like it was a prank though, like a worldwide prank, and they're like, it's zombies, and then you're like, girl, well, I'm gone. And then like they're like, it was a prank, but you're dead at this point.
I made someone think it was the zombie apocalypse and they killed themselves. Yeah. Not clickbait. On YouTube.
Imagine. What is his name? Logan Paul.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's his.
He's like, it was
YouTube
a joke. It was a fucking prank. I'm going to go box somebody.
Does he even do YouTube anymore?
I don't even know.
I don't think so.
I don't know their lore.
A podcast or something?
I know that they're boxing.
Well, yeah.
Because true. That's white people culture.
Yeah, true.
Is to be like.
Would you ever do that?
Box someone? Yeah. Like, you know what's so funny? I've been asked to do it.
Why? Did you decline or you just didn't?
I said no because I'm not a fucking circus act. Like, that idea to me.
Yeah.
First of all, seems very like, I'm a man. Yeah. You embarrassed me, so I'm going to beat you up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
If I wanted to beat you up, I just pull up to your house. Like, drop a pin. I'll there beat you in the fucking street, girl.
For it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't need the audience. Yeah. Like, just send me a pin.
But the thing is, the money.
Yeah, but unless I'm getting, like, Floyd Mayweather money, like, it's really not worth
it. They were making a lot of money. Oh, well, they said they were making a lot of money for
like, the Bryce fights. Hall one and everything. Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Like, imagine you were fighting Logan Paul.
But see, imagine me and Logan Paul.
Yes.
That would be funny.
That would be funny. And people would buy the tickets. And you'd be rich. And then you can, like, not forfeit, but just let him hit you once and then you fall and then he wins. And then you like make that much money.
I let him hit me once and then I accuse him of being an abuser.
Okay, yeah.
I just pull the woman card immediately.
Sue.
Can't hit me.
Yeah.
Sue, make quadruple the money, leave.
Then you disappear from the internet, never have to do anything ever again.
Then I retire in the woods like a witch.
I feel like that's the perfect plan. We should set
that is the perfect plan, honestly.
Or you could win, but then you wouldn't be able to sue.
True.
Yeah.
But then I would get the ultimate bragging rights.
True.
Of saying I beat Logan Paul in a fist fight.
Yeah.
We just bare knuckle box.
Imagine people would literally riot if that.
We bare knuckle box, but we're both topless. I'm like skins. Okay. I have those big boxer shorts on. Yeah. No top, yeah, no bra. Like
wrapping around his neck. And choking him out.
No top, no bra.
Yeah.
Gloves.
Yes.
And then those big ass fucking shorts.
That is the craziest image in my brain right now. I'm scared.
See, it's the art of misdirection because it's so distracting.
Your nipple piercings. It's just like crazy. And like a ponytail. That would actually be
French
scary.
Braids.
Yeah. Like, I would actually be terrified too.
I have like an 80 inch braid.
And he's just there like. He'd be scared to
He's so scared.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be funny.
Yeah, it would be.
In order to win, I gotta get weird.
Yeah.
That's what I would need. True. Immediately. I gotta change the context. I gotta throw him off his game immediately. Yeah. And then I win.
And spit in his face. But like you have like acid in your mouth.
But then I die too.
Too far? Oh, yeah, that's true. Maybe it's in a little capsule and you bite it before you spit it out.
So cyanide.
Yes. I don't know what cyanide is, but yes. One of those.
Speaking of fighting.
Speaking of transitions.
Speaking of fighting.
Yeah.
As we've been talking about, Miss Terry Jo is a big, big, big part of your TikTok presence.
Yes.
And your act. Because you're an actor.
Yes.
Would you please go get her for us? I'd like to meet her in person.
Yeah. I don't think she'd like to meet you, but I will go get her. Yes.
I don't think she likes to meet anybody, to be honest. True. All right. Let's do it. Let's go get Terry Jo.
Period.
Okay, guys. The second special guest of the day is here. The one and only Miss Terry Jo. Welcome to the set, Terry Jo. Woo!
Get in here real quick. Oh, small chairs you got here.
Really? Yeah. I fit really good in mine.
Oh. maybe you're just a bit more petite than I am, but.
Probably.
Yeah, I think the chairs are a bit small. I'm not big or nothing.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Miss Terry?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Okay. Good. Having a great day. Feeling good. Feeling
fresh.
You're
in the festive mood.
I sure am.
Okay. I love Christmas. You love Christmas?
I do. I do love Christmas. Why do you love Christmas?
Because it's Jesus' birthday, of course.
Of course.
Why else would I love Christmas?
oh well, the grip, the gifts, and the gifts, the lights and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but ultimately, Jesus' birthday. Yeah,
praise him.
Is that why you love it?
No.
Okay. You like it for the gifts.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, okay. So you're a materialistic kind of girl.
If you could tell by looking at me, probably.
I see you got your little nice bracelets on. I could never afford nothing like that, me personally.
I know.
Oh. What's that supposed to mean?
I was just saying I could tell.
Oh, okay.
I love your dress.
Thank you. My mom made it for me.
She did. How long did it take her?
I think maybe like 2 years. She said it was a lot of fabric to work with. So she had to like, I don't know, really gear up the courage to, the arthritis, you know, she got arthritis in her hands. So it was acting up.
And you just let her toil away.
Yeah. Huh? Well, she wanted to. She said I needed something new. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's nice.
Where'd you get this from?
The outfit?
Yeah.
Or the pants?
Everything.
I honestly don't know where this tank top is from.
Okay.
The sweater.
Goodwill. Salvation Army.
I'm more of a like lost and found in kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like at school.
Yeah. I go to like the local YMCA and I just kind of rummage through it.
Okay.
It's a thrift store if you think about
When you're in school, did you ever have to get clothes from the lost and found? Because you soiled yourself.
No, but it sounds like you're speaking from experience.
I am actually, yeah.
Oh, really?
Several times.
That's upsetting.
You know, sometimes you just can't make it to the restroom in time.
And you're just.
And you shit your pants.
Oops. Yeah, sometimes for some people, I'm sure that happens.
Yeah. That never happened to you?
No.
Just me.
Yeah, that's a thing for sure. I think most people that hasn't happened to is probably just you.
No, I've had a couple people tell me that happened to them too before.
Really?
So I don't feel alone in it. You know, if you shit your pants too before, you're not alone either. Because I shit my pants on the daily.
I can also tell.
By the smell of me. Am I reeking up the place?
No, you just have that energy about you.
Yeah.
Like, when I look at you, you have an aura of, I shit my pants.
Okay, well, I like that about myself, honestly, because it's honest. It's open, it's honest.
Sure.
Some people like to lie and say they never shit themselves. But I know she has.
You know for a fact?
Well, I do, because it's life. That's what happens. Sometimes your bowels are loose and...
Yeah, for a wild animal, I think it's pretty.
Oh. Yeah. Well, no, I don't think so.
No?
I think it happens to everyone.
Okay.
It's a journey in life.
By everyone, do you mean old people?
Them too. Them especially. I used to actually clean the bedpan for my grand whenever she was and living in my house.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that just because, like, you enjoyed it or?
No, I didn't enjoy it, but sometimes the sink didn't work and I had to, you know, dispose of it other ways. Mm. And people tell them my breath smelled like shit, but that was, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
You didn't think about throwing it outside? It was like, I should ingest
it. You're right. I didn't think about that.
Maybe that's why you're shitting your pants.
True.
Because you're eating shit.
That's true.
That's probably.
You are what you eat.
You sure are.
Yeah.
So how have you been, Terry?
I've been great.
Anything new going on with you, bro?
No, actually. I've just been going to church, going to work and stuff like that. And
what do you do for
praising
work?
The Lord. I work at a car wash right now.
Is it one of those like ones where you get out and wash your own car?
No, it's a full service kind of car wash. I used to do that. I used to be out there washing the cars, but then I promoted I didn't promote myself, but I got promoted to receptionist. I work in the office now because people didn't want me washing their cars no more because they said the sides of my wheels scraped their car. So they put me on the inside.
In your wheelchair?
Yeah.
And
in
the
wheelchair.
I couldn't help but notice that you didn't have
I didn't bring it today because I didn't want to like embarrass you. So I know you probably couldn't afford a wheelchair or something nice like that. So I left it at home.
And you just asked for the Lord to give you the power to walk just for today?
No, well, sometimes... it's like innately inside of me to just get up and walk. Sometimes that's just what it is. You just get up and walk.
Whenever sometimes.
And sometimes you can't.
Won't he do it?
Yep. And he will. Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
All the time God is good.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're working at the car wash. Mm-hmm. How's that going? Do you enjoy that job?
It's something. I mean, it's something that pays the bills currently because my daddy passed away, so he ain't paying the bills no more. So somebody has to do it. My mama's too big to work right now. So. Yeah.
Just like physically?
Physically, yeah. Aww. She has diabetes and carpal tunnel and all kinds of stuff, so she can't really, you know.
Man.
Yeah.
That's
move like that like I can. Yeah. So.
You pretty agile?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people call me the fastest car washer.
Even though you work at reception?
True, but yeah. When I was washing the cars.
I remember. Yeah, yeah. But you got promoted. Yeah, did you get promoted?
Scrape ins of the cars and stuff. So
I thought you were going to say that they promoted you because you were just too much of a distraction.
No.
When you were washing cars, you know, like,
oh, so
on some like.
Yeah, sexy stuff.
Like what? Well, what's the opposite of sexy?
No, I do get the men a little titillated sometimes whenever I roll past them. They look at me and they think, well, look at this fine young woman. I personally am not looking for a man that's looking at me for my body. I'm looking at a man looking at me for what's up here. So when I would wash cars and people would like say stuff like this to me, I would just ignore it.
Yeah.
But no, that wasn't the reason.
Is that what they said? They'd say that when you would roll past them as you're washing the car?
Yeah, they'd be like, look at you.
Was it that or was it more of a, I don't have any change?
Oh, no. The machines did take change, though, like to, you know, to start the machine up, to wash the car and stuff like that.
No, thanks.
No, it was never that. It was usually like, no, I want you, but I got a wife at home and I'm not an adulterer. So
I don't. That's a sin.
Exactly. So I wouldn't participate anymore.
Anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Okay. Yeah. Before you were a born again Christian.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Born again virgin.
Oh, no, I've just been a virgin my entire life. Yeah.
So. Now who's the liar?
Oh, I've never lied a day in my life, actually.
Okay.
Can you say the same?
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
I'd like to say
that was a lie right there. I can tell you're lying. Boy, your eyes are shaking like that.
Well, that's just a lazy eye.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was nystagmusism, but.
I have one of those too.
I thought it was, actually, it's called nystagmus. Anyways, I said nystagmusism. That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, well, how's the love life going? Speaking of men who are constantly throwing themselves at you.
Well, I'll go on a couple dates here and there, but most of the men aren't up to par to what I need. Christian, above 6 feet, has a job, you know, things like that. Knows how to take care of a woman. So most of the men are either missing 6 teeth or homosexuals, though. I just try to steer clear of men like that. I try to find men at church.
Every man that you attract is either toothless or gay?
It seems like it. That's what it seems like. That's been my track record. I don't know what attracts them to me.
You are what you eat, though. So.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's why I'm attracting pieces of shit. So it just
that's why you're attracting
circle.
Toothless gay men.
True.
Yeah.
Piece of shit. It's the same thing. It goes hand in hand.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you need a God-fearing man that's above 6 feet, job.
Yes.
And takes good care of you.
Exactly.
I think it seems pretty standard.
Yeah. But most men ain't like that these days.
They
want to chase around women and fornicate and stuff like that. I'm not that kind of girl.
No. Mm-mm. Have you ever been tempted?
Well, we all have temptation, but yeah, that's just the body and inner workings. But it takes a true Christian to fight those temptations.
To overcome.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. In fruit and life, there's no juice without the slice. It's what freed the pineapple from the rind and turned your old jeans into cute jorts. Introducing Captain Morgan Sliced, 4 cocktail-inspired, ready-to-drink flavors. Pineapple Daiquiri, Strawberry Margarita, Mango Mai Tai, and Passion Fruit Hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only. This episode is brought to you by eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Whether it's a handbag, watch, sneakers, streetwear, or jewelry, eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit eBay.com for terms. So anything else fun going on with you on your TikToks?
Oh, well, I'm on my TikTok.
Yeah, when you go live.
I don't know. I just go on TikTok to talk to people.
Try and convert them.
About Jesus and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it don't usually work out, because especially on that app, because that app is full of sinners and color people and homosexuals and stuff like that. So, you know, that's why I feel like a Christian like me is spreading the good word of Jesus, and you know, somebody's got to do it.
That's
ain't nobody
true.
Else doing it.
That's true.
Yeah.
You are taking on a huge task.
Yeah,
you really are.
I am taking on a huge task right now. You're the huge task. Emphasis on huge. But you know, well, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
I mean, only one of us had trouble fitting in the chair. So.
Oh, well.
One of us is definitely huge.
One of us is lying.
But which part? Huh? Dating gay men?
Oh, no. not being able to fit in the chair.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think that, like, you and I look like...
My eyes must deceive me.
Do you have an astigmatism?
No, I don't. Maybe. I got 60-60 vision.
Honestly, I feel like maybe we look a lot alike.
You think so?
In a lot of ways.
I don't think so.
In a way that's more like before and after.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Like before Christ.
No, before BBL.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's weird. Usually I feel like people have BBLs, it's like real robust back there, but yours was not as robust. I digress. I don't know.
I mean,
yeah,
I couldn't tell the difference between yours and your back. So,
oh, okay. Well, I actually sit on mine a lot, so that's probably why.
Yeah,
it's like
probably
flattened out. But I will get that back into shape when I get in the gym and stuff.
Does God give you the power to walk to go to the gym?
No, not yet. But I think he will in the future.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It's good to look forward to something.
Yeah. You always have to have faith in Jesus that he will bestow those.
Walk by faith, not by sight.
Miracles. Miracles on you.
Walk by faith, not by sight.
Exactly.
I get it. Dude, would you like to talk about some TikToks now?
Sure.
I can summarize some for you.
Okay.
Get your kind of your good Christian girl thoughts.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay. So... this first one is, it's a woman who's sitting in her car nodding along to a video as these captions appear on the screen. It says, reasons people don't like me. I'm Christian. I don't support LGBTQ. I back the blue and support the Second Amendment. Trump 2024.
Okay. Love her. Did I write that? Is that my video?
That's your burner.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a burner. If I'm going to say it, I'm going to say it.
True.
I put it right there for everybody to hear. I ain't got no reason to be scared.
She sounds like kind of awful.
That ain't me, you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
She has all her teeth, so it's definitely not you.
So do I. They may be detachable, but I have them. Can you get her number plate, maybe, and we can
connect
get her, or something?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you guys will see each other at the next rally.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
You probably met on January 6th.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was a crazy day.
I'm sure
it was.
So
much was going on. So much going on. People running around. I just love to be a part of, like, a movement that's in the right direction, in the white direction.
The shit in your pants direction.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I did shit my pants that day, actually.
You did?
Yeah. Because there wasn't no porta potty. Nobody warned me. So I just shit.
And you're doing all that walking.
Yeah. No, I was in the chair.
Climbing the Capitol Hill steps?
Yeah.
Mm.
I just hopped up each step. Yeah, it took me a while, but I got there.
By the time you got up there, was it over?
Everybody was gone. Police done raided the place. I was upset.
Man.
But, you know, they had, like, some stuff that was left over, a couple bullet shells and stuff like that. I picked them right on up, put them on my wall as a souvenir. So I feel like I really, like, was a part of that day.
Yeah. Even though you weren't.
I was there.
You
I
were
was
there.
In the building. That's all it takes to show up.
Is it?
Yeah. That's what you did.
When you shit your pants in the chair, is it uncomfortable?
No, because I can barely feel it. I'm just like sitting. It's like sitting on a mud pie. Have you ever been mudding before?
Nope.
It's a pretty fun time. You should try it.
Well, I don't think you need to go anywhere to go mudding.
Oh,
well, you just sit in your chair.
True.
Right. It gets real muddy back there.
Well, it's not very often that I do that no more because I wear Depends.
Mudding or shitting your pants?
Shitting. Mm. Yeah, because I got Depends on right now. So, yeah, I just take it right on off and put in the trash.
Do you leave it somewhere if someone makes you mad? Do you just take off your Depends and leave it there?
I just leave it right in the trash. But I will one day. That's actually a good idea. Maybe I'll leave it on a couple homes.
You leave it behind. That's how people know you were there. Like yeah. Zorro.
There's actually carving in the wall. House. Some people that moved in a couple blocks down. Mm-hmm. And they got one of them rainbow flags on their front porch. Mm. Maybe I'll put a little shit on their porch and tell them get out. Because we don't want the people there.
What if they have stairs, though? You might get caught because it takes you so long to get down. You got to plan ahead, you know? Got to have an exit.
Maybe
they'll
have a ramp or something. Oh, maybe I'll get mama to help me then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you said she's not very fast either. True. You need a getaway car driver. Yeah. Do you drive?
No, I don't. I do have an electric wheelchair, though. And it goes up to 60 miles per hour.
60 miles per hour?
Yeah.
Is it street legal?
It is, actually, because we don't really have... We have police officers in Bonton, but, like, it's... They don't really give a damn. Mm. They love me, so I do what I want to do.
They love you in the same way, like... When they see kids who have one last wish.
And exactly. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let her do it. It's okay.
I love them too. I love those children. Me and those children are like this in my town because I go and read books to them all the time. Mm.
You can read?
Yeah.
Pretty well.
I learned to read 2 months ago.
And how's it been? Has it opened a whole new world for you?
It has actually. Nice. I like reading books. Fantasy novels, those are my favorite ones.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Any fantasy novel we might know?
50 Shades of Grey. I just started reading that one. That one's a good read.
It's a hard read.
Yeah. In well, something was hard.
Your mud pie.
No, that was quite moist, actually. It's like soft serve ice cream back there. Actually, right now in this moment,
you serve soft serve ice cream in your wheelchair, yeah. And then in order to give it to someone, you have to turn it upside down, make sure it doesn't fall,
yeah,
like a Dairy Queen blizzard.
Yeah, so I used to work at Dairy Queen.
Did you?
Yeah, I got
you
fired.
Look it.
I got fired because I got caught stealing the ice cream. Sometimes I would, you know,
it's kind of hat in a hat, isn't
lick
it?
It a little bit, huh?
You getting fired for stealing food is kind of hat in a hat, isn't it?
Hat and a hat?
Hat on a hat.
What's that?
I forgot you just learned how to read. It's it's like a metaphor for like, it's kind of like a duh, you know?
Okay, yeah. Mm. Like it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it's that. It's like a new word today or a new phrase.
Words are hard though. Yeah. It's all right. You just learned to read. It's okay. Yeah.
I learned to speak a long time ago, like 2 years ago. But reading, it's a bit of a harder test. Tizzy.
For you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
True.
Plus, you got a lot on your plate. You're shitting.
Yeah.
You got a car wash job.
I usually do have a lot on my plate. Because I like to eat. I'm a real big girl, so I like to scarf down my food. And
that's good. Figure it out there, good for you. Mm-hmm. Speaking of.
You do too, right? I can tell you like to eat. What are y'all doing for Thanksgiving?
For Thanksgiving, probably just hanging out with family.
Okay. Your family haven't disowned you yet?
No, they love me dearly, which I know I didn't want to bring up because I know that's hard for you. Yeah. So given the fact that your family doesn't love you at all.
My family do love me.
Oh, I'm sure.
Your family accepts you being a homosexual? A lesbian?
Because
I see you right here with your girlfriend. She's got long hair and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Girl.
Muscle. She's a big burly girl. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
He's going to be there. He's going to be at Thanksgiving.
He. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. She goes by those pronouns.
He has no preference, honestly.
Well, okay. Yeah.
He doesn't care either way.
I'm praying for y'all. Just know that I'm praying for y'all. That's all I have to say about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you just learned to read, so that's probably all you can do, huh? Talk to God and the voices.
I know the Bible. I've been reading the Bible since I was a little girl. So,
yeah. Just like by faith? Or
no, by heart. I know it by heart. Like the back of my hand.
What's your favorite verse from the Bible?
Jonathan 6-6.
John 3:16.
Yeah, there you go. That's the one. I was just making sure you knew.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah, that's the one.
I don't even know if that's true.
I'm just like, that's it. That's
oh, it is.
That's
yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. How come I know your culture better than you, girl?
No, I knew it. I was making sure you knew it.
I could tell.
I like to test people like that.
I could tell by you rebooting right now when I asked you what your favorite verse
was. What it was I started to smell something and I didn't want to say nothing because you're waving that foot around. So I just didn't want to say nothing. That's why I paused a little bit. And yeah.
Are you sure you didn't have a stroke? Okay.
No, it's not 3 p.m. yet. Usually around 3 p.m. I have a stroke. My 3 p.m. stroke.
Every day?
Yeah. Oh. Mama says I should stop doing it because I'm get blind. So I need to stop stroking.
I know. It's real inconvenient.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, here she goes again. Stroking out.
Yeah. Just the stroking.
I hate when someone's stroke gets in the way of my daily tasks.
It's embarrassing.
It's super embarrassing.
Yeah. You used to keep your stroking in private.
I bet you do.
I do.
I bet yours is very private. Mm-hmm. As in, it's by yourself most times.
Yeah, that's what stroke. That's how you do the stroke and get yourself a little toy and go to town.
So you said you're reading 50 Shades Grey.
Yeah.
And what do you like about that book?
I usually watch it. I read it. I usually read it during my 3 p.m. stroke. But I don't know. I just like the essence of the book that just titillates me in a way that I don't like to speak about sometimes. It's a bit embarrassing, but, it's natural.
But not a sin.
No, not a sin. Mm. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Is that what you fantasize about? A rich man that takes you in a sex dungeon?
Is he a Christian? Because that changes everything.
I'm not sure. The way he beats women that he wants to sleep with, I'm not entirely sure.
My daddy does the same thing to my mama, so I don't see the issue with that.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he is a Christian.
Yeah.
His name is Christian.
True.
So maybe he is a Christian.
That is very true. Maybe that's why I like the book. You're smart. Mm-hmm. Christian, rich man, over 6 feet. That's my type.
You think Christian Grey is over 6 feet?
Ain't he?
I feel like he's not. Oh. I feel like he's teeny tiny.
Well, he looks tall. In my imagination, he's tall.
You've never seen the movie?
No, I never seen it. I don't watch television or movies. It rots your brain. Yeah. I do watch Bad Girls Club, though.
And that's just research for
you. Yeah, that's just research. Okay. I just like to know what the color people are up to sometimes so I can relate to them whenever I come across them in public because I don't want them to, rob me or something.
Got to keep track.
Exactly.
You got to keep
that's
up.
Purely research.
On your research.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I'm going to read another TikTok to you. Okay. In this video, a woman also sitting in her car is telling a story about how she was having a productive conversation with a trans man, but he kept calling her cisgendered. She says she asked him to refer to her as a woman because she felt the term cisgender was disrespectful to who she actually is. And she says the man called her transphobic and says it's ironic that the LGBTQ plus community will demand you call them the right pronouns but not give them the same respect.
Exactly. I don't understand that either. Like, how pronouns? You got to give respect to get it. Yeah, what is pronouns? Where did they come up with that at?
Well, you just learned to read, so that might be a harder task for you to tackle.
What I mean, I don't think that wasn't a thing until like last year. When the homosexuals made that up, I don't think pronouns are a real thing. And what is sister? I'm not your sister. I am a woman. I don't understand.
You're definitely something.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd say woman. Something you're definitely
like,
something.
Something like effervescent. That's a big word for somebody who just learned to read.
Something. I heard it on Bad Girls Club. They love that word.
Yeah. They say it all the time.
They say it all the time. Yeah.
That and bitch. Yeah.
Do you like to cuss, Terry?
I do.
Yeah. You cuss every now and then?
Yeah. Here and there.
Here and there.
Yeah.
What's your favorite cuss word?
Probably fuck. No, I don't love the curse, actually. It just brings a lot of flavor to the words that you're saying. Mm. You know, I grew up in a cursing household, and I'm going to continue that through generations and generations to come.
Pass on cursing.
Exactly, yeah.
But not reading.
No, reading, you don't really need that much.
No.
To survive in life. But a good curse word will get you far.
Not a fan of pronouns?
No, not at all. Mm. I don't think that's a real thing. God made man and woman, boy and girl.
God made a man. And her.
That's all.
Man and a woman and whatever the fuck you are.
Yeah. Christian.
Sure.
Yeah.
Christian.
Are you a Christian?
I don't think I would categorize as a Christian.
Or did your name used to be Christian? I'm getting canceled for that one.
Honestly, my name's Drew, so I could just keep the same name.
True, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gender neutral.
Is it sort of a Drusophine or something like that? Or is it just Drew?
No, because that's a made up name.
Oh, okay.
So, no.
It's well, every Drew. Name is made up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like Drusophine? Do you know a lot of those?
I know a couple Drusophine. Drusophine Ann up the street from me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What does she do?
She's a seamstress. Yeah, she makes clothes and stuff like that. She made my mama's wedding dress.
Wow.
Yeah.
She
took a whole section of Joanne's fabric to make it, but
wow.
She made a dress, yeah.
Mm. So you get your looks from your mom?
I do, actually.
Yeah.
I look just like her. She thinks it looks like my daddy, but I don't see it.
You don't see it?
No, I don't.
No similarities whatsoever.
Not a single one. Maybe right here. And here.
I was going to say, maybe the 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
That might be.
That's about it. I don't see it nowhere else.
And the jawline.
Yeah. And the dangling.
And the knuckles.
True.
Yeah.
My dad used to give me knuckle sandwiches all the time, actually. When I was bad at school.
Well, you can't read. I mean, he's kind of setting you up for failure.
True. I actually got out of school in like middle school because they were bullying me, saying that I snuck from the shitting, obviously. So I had to be homeschooled from high school up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Homeschooled by your mom?
Yes, my mama. Mm. She taught me everything I know.
Which is not much.
True.
Clearly.
Well, there's a lot about the world I don't know, but what I do know is that Jesus is going to get me through. He's going to get everybody through.
If he can take you to it, he can get you through it.
Mm-hmm. Ah! I've never heard that before in my life, actually. But I just knew what you're going to say.
Okay, I'm going to read you some of these comments on this video of a woman being transphobic. It says, they say they want respect, but what they really want is obedience.
Interesting.
I mean,
I don't understand that, actually. I'm going to agree, but I don't get it.
Neither do I, if I'm being honest. And I can read. So.
She must have been on that shit that day. She needs to get off that shit.
It's your shit.
No, I ain't selling no more.
It says, you should have just responded with, yes, sir.
It's respect.
Yeah.
You know, it's giving respect. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I say that to everybody I talk to. Mm. It's about how you're raised in your home. If your parents taught you manners or not. Yeah. So.
Do you think it's polite to shit yourself everywhere you go?
Well, I can't control my bodily functions sometimes. So that's not on me. That's on the hole that God gave me. So I don't think people can blame me for that.
Do you ever get mad at God?
No, never.
Never.
Everything is by design. Everything has a purpose.
Not even for building you that way.
Mm-mm. He built me like this on purpose. Small ways, big tatas.
He built you like that out of spite.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Because men love a small waist and big tits and
they sure do. Big hips. And yeah. Whatever it is you have, someone will love
it. I have that.
I don't know if it's a man, but someone will love it.
I have that. Exactly. Up that. Here. No, that's what I look like. Can you not see? Or no, are those I lashes can't. Constructing your vision? Because I look exactly like that.
Are you on that shit now?
Well, I'm shitting, but I'm not on that shit. No, not right now.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
I got off it a few days ago.
Well, Terry, it's been a really great conversation.
Yeah. I'm sure you would say so. I don't agree, but yeah.
Well, I just love having the less fortunate.
Yeah.
On my show because I feel like
you
it feel really
more
helps.
Comfortable because you also walk that same life.
Well, I think of it more as like fulfilling make a wish. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
They told for you yourself. This was your wish.
Oh, mm-hmm. This was my wish.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would have thought I would wish something a little better, but okay.
Like anything in particular? Maybe I can make it happen for you.
Maybe like a husband. Can you make that happen?
We'll see.
Well, probably not because you're into lesbians. So.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I mean, I can do a lot, but I can't perform miracles.
True.
You're going to have to ask
you're
God
not
for
Jesus.
That.
You're Jesus. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'll never be Jesus. Because Jesus is a man.
As am I.
Oh, my God. And you know what? I love that for you. And I'm praying for you, like I said before. I'm praying for you and your entire family. Hope that you're having a good Thanksgiving and stuff like
Thank
that.
Thank you so much, Terry. I appreciate you. And I'm praying for your whole.
Oh.
I hope it gets
well,
better.
Well, it'll be fine. I'm fine with it. I've made my amends. But thank you.
I bet. Yeah. I bet you have. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the comment section.
Thanks for having me. Y'all do park. Y'all validate parking my chairs outside.
No, but do you mean parking or do you mean the bus? Because there is a bus stop across
no,
the street.
No, my wheelchair. I parked my wheelchair outside. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. The street legal one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I don't validate parking though. So okay. You're going to have, that's going to be on you.
Okay.
You might have to put that on a credit card.
Okay. Well, I got a credit card, but I'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah. You don't have a credit card, huh?
I don't. I came here with nothing in my pocket. I don't even have pockets, actually.
Check the sides of your wheelchair. I'm sure it's in
there. Oh, yeah, true.
There you go.
I'll check that.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the comment section. And thank you so much to the amazing Terry Joe. And also Keelan.
Who?
Keelan Campbell. He's not here. He was here earlier.
Oh, okay.
And we love him.
Thank God.
Where can everybody find you?
You can find me at the church. Praising the Lord. And if you're talking about social media, you can find me on TikTok under it's iconic, BSY iconic. Period. Instagram, YouTube, whatever.
All of it's great.
Where can they find you at the nearest McDonald's?
No, I don't think I'd be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, you already had your feel today.
I know. Honestly, though, I get why you are commenting a lot on that because I can eat anything I want and I stay so thin.
Yeah.
And then you eat one chip and
I disappear.
Your ankles swell, so it's unfortunate.
That's okay. That's diabetes. That's diabetes for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jealousy's a disease. Hopefully God heals you soon.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, die, I guess.
Exactly. And that's what I will do. Hopefully sometime soon.
Thank you, Terry. And thank you, Keelan, for coming.
Thanks.
Thank you all so much for joining us on this episode. Don't forget, new episodes drop every Wednesday, and the audio can be streamed on all audio platforms, but the video is free on our favorite platform, Spotify. Yeah. So make sure y'all check out this episode. Make sure you go follow Terry, Joe, and Keelan on literally everything, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.